We're going to be talking about quilting and anime, believe it or not, if you recognize the kind of music you're listening to. I'm Lorraine Dechter, your host on i5 Live, and I have three guests here in our Reading studio, Lena Hale and Heather Rose, who are both 17 years old and who are students in Shasta County, and Scarlett Rose is here as well, internationally known quilter. And these three women have been collaborating on some very exciting projects that we're going to hear about. And in fact, some of their projects are going to be exported out of the country for a little while, but there will be an opportunity this week to see some of this work. Now, I'm a little confused because I've always known you, Scarlett, as a quilter.
Yes.
But you have a collaboration with these young women. Are you making a quilt with them?
Two quilts, actually.
Two different quilts.
Two different, well, variations of a theme, you might say. But it was just something that as this project came along, I knew I couldn't do it by myself as well as I could do it with their help. And so that's where we turned into a partnership, a collaboration for this type of project.
But you're known a lot for your Celtic quilting.
Yes, I am.
This is a little different flavor.
I went off the deep end, and I tend to do that. I mean, you know, when you get invited to do something special and they give you very specific guidelines, you're kind of stuck. You have to work within those guidelines. And I could have went Celtic. But, you know, I was just fascinated by all this other stuff that was going on. You know, it's their fault. It's the girls' fault. They kind of got me into it.
But you have an association with Japanese culture.
Of course. I'm half Japanese. So that's my heritage.
So you've mixed up the Japanese and Celtic heritage before, have you not?
I do that all the time. Yes, I do.
Well, why don't you introduce me to, and our listeners, to the young women you brought into the studio with you?
Well, first is my niece, Heather Rose.
Hello.
And Alina Hale.
Hello.
And I've known Heather all her life. Alina, it's probably been a couple years, I think.
About five. I moved up here about 5 years ago.
Right, right.
Since
and,
eighth grade.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, I try to spend time with my niece and get to know her friends. And since we had the common interest in the Japanese things, anything Japanese, you know, is fun, particularly the anime, the manga, that sort of thing. Actually, it's Lena's fault we're all into manga.
Sorry.
You're into manga.
Yes, graphic novels, the Japanese version of comics.
And ooh, that sounds like fun.
It is. Oh, they are.
Why is this your fault? Where did you get
she
turned
started
on to this?
It. Actually, I picked it up before I moved up here in the Bay Area. You know, it's, you know, more common up down there. And so when I moved up here, I was like, nobody knows what this is. So I started, you know, lending my manga out to my friends, and they started reading it and showing it to their aunts. And
so you need to tell us what this manga is. Give us a better description for our listeners.
It's similar to a comic book. Usually they're quite a bit longer, more like a graphic novel. The art's a bit different. It's, you know, a Japanese style. It has a lot of Disney influence in the past, but it's...
You should mention that the books usually are backwards.
That too, yeah.
The right, yeah, the Japanese read from right to left.
Yeah.
Well, and also, manga can be about a lot of different things. There's manga out there called The Prince of Tennis, and then there's ones about just cars or magic or any sort of thing. It's not all superhero stuff like American comics.
So it could be on any... Is it... Could it even be on domestic subjects?
There's love stories, high school romance, family adventures. There's every genre in manga that you would read in just regular novels. That was the neat thing about it. I mean, when Heather first suggested that I read a manga, well, you know, I was thinking Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon or one of those other kinds of things. Those are geared toward boys specifically, even though some girls do like them. And when she started showing me things like Wish and Cardcaptor Sakura and things like that, that's geared toward girls.
Okay, so what's your favorite, and tell us why?
Well, right now, I'm as far as manga that I read, I'm really into one that's called From Far Away. And it's one of the ones, the theme is a girl gets transported to a different world. And in this one, actually, she has a hard time understanding people because she doesn't know the language. She has to learn to speak to these people. And it's a magical world. The young man that finds her is not all that he seems. He can transform. And they go around trying to figure out who the prophecy is and why all the people are afraid that this evil demon is going to come and destroy their land. And they just have all these marvelous adventures and meet all these characters. And
is it a continuing sequel or is it one novel?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's several novels. I think it's going to end We're up to about the 12th novel right now, and I think it ends at 14.
They come out like every month?
No, it's more like anywhere from 3 to 6 months. I mean, these are all written in Japanese, and they have to be translated.
And a lot of artwork has to go in it as well.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you're not reading it in Japanese?
Oh, no, I'm reading it in English, sorry to say. I can speak a few words, and I can understand a little bit more, but I'm very illiterate in Japanese. I don't understand any of the kanji or any of that stuff.
Kanji?
Kanji. That's one of the forms of Japanese writing. Mm. There's hiragana, katakana, and kanji. Yes. And I mean, it's pretty hard in Japan. I'm amazed the students, for them to become literate in their own language is a really involved process.
Yeah, in newspapers and books, there are 1,945 kanji, which are like, they were originally Chinese characters that they'll use. So you have to at least know that many. So to be able to read anything. Yeah, it is.
Our phone number, if you have any questions about any of the things we're talking about this evening with Alina Hale, Heather Rose, Scarlett Rose, our phone number is 241-5246. So Heather, what's your favorite?
Favorite manga? I would have to say of all time, anything by Clamp. And that's a group of four female artists in Japan who sort of all collaborate to write many stories.
I'm going to move your mic. Why don't you just move back just a little tad? Okay, and why is it your favorite?
Because they have a very unique style about them, and it's kind of hard to describe. A lot of their stories are just really great adventures, and they're very cute, actually. One of our favorites is Cardcaptor Sakura, and that's about an 11-year-old girl, I think.
She's in her fourth grade
adventure. Yeah.
And where does she go on her adventure?
Well, as the title would suggest, there's a bunch of these magical cards that have sort of escaped, and they can come to life and sort of cause havoc. And she has to collect them all and sort of become their master. And there's like another person who comes into the series and tries to also collect the cards, but she befriends him. And she's just a very friendly character, and that's kind of what makes it funny.
Okay, Alina, your favorite.
All right, I've been thinking about this since you asked Scarlett. I'm like, oh, man, one. Let's see. I'd have to say right now I'm pretty into Tsubasa, which is, again, by Clamp. But it's really unique because they're so popular. They're using characters from all their old stories and putting them in all these different worlds together, which is really fun if you've read all their other ones. So I'm really enjoying that, and I love that one. And it's about this, it's the Cardcaptor Sakura characters, in a different world and older. And, the boy, Shaoran is trying to find, Sakura's memories, which are scattered across, the worlds and through time. And it's pretty intense. I love it.
Now, it's the stories, but I imagine, Alina, as an artist, you're pretty inspired by this.
Yeah, a lot of the manga I read, I'm really picky about my manga because I don't like to read manga if I don't like the art, which is sometimes kind of sad because I like the story, but I just can't. It bothers me. I don't know.
No, it's fine. I mean, that's how I am. You have to go in and pick up a manga at the bookstore and flip through it and see if it grabs you not only the storyline but the style of the art. And there's a wide range of artists out there.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
You know?
One of the best thing about things I love about anime and manga is that you can have a style unique to yourself, and it's not strange because everybody draws manga differently. So...
Yeah, it's like any other type of artwork, painting or sketching or anything like that. You can look at just a page from a manga, and if you're really into that, you could probably tell who the drawer is, who's the artist that originally drew that.